Perky News. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Place your bets. A poker prodigy. I don't know why, but it's just easy for me, says Dan Cronin, a secondary school dropout who pays his bill in a non-traditional way. At only 20 years old, Dan Cronin is now one of Europe's best poker players. Cronin, from Yorkshire, failed his A-levels in school, but credits the secret of his success in life to good poker playing. He says, "Bad players have bad luck because they don't understand probabilities. There's so many compulsive gamblers out there." In his defence, Dan added, "I failed my A-levels because I was always playing golf. My stepdad played poker. I watched him play and got interested in it." Cronin put a lot of effort into developing his poker playing skills. At 17, he bought 10 poker books to study the game. And at 18, he was playing poker on the internet, at casinos and in competitions. Dan's mother, Sandra Carter, said, "He knew his numbers by the time he was 2 or 3. When he started school, he couldn't speak, but he could already tell time," she said. This year, Cronin was runner-up in the World Heads-Up Championship in Barcelona, winning £90,000. Later this year, he plans to go to the Bahamas for the European Poker Tour. He hopes to win the first prize, which is £1 million. Despite Cronin's success, he stays humble. He said, "I'd never thought I'd become a millionaire. I just love playing poker."
Smile, you're on camera. He made it almost too easy to find him. Some of the guys in my department said they wish it was always this easy, said Officer Ian Lake, who had just arrested burglar Aaron Slagle. Slagle, from Bristol, England, tried to break into a car. The car was parked in a garage near his house. But what Slagle didn't know was that security cameras in the garage were watching him the entire time. Later, police analyzed footage from the cameras and identified Slagle immediately. But this was not because he had a criminal record or because the police recognized his face. It was actually his tattoos that gave him away. So, what was so special about Slagle's tattoos? They were of his name and his date of birth. Officer Lake said, "We get such clear images from these cameras that there's often no doubt as to the identity of the criminal. And in this particular case, it has never been more obvious. Criminals won't be tolerated in Bristol, and we will keep catching them. Of course, it's much easier if they're wearing their name on the back of their necks."